whichever rep has the best sales for the quarter gets a trip for two to Hawaii.
That would be so romantic for you and Leonard.
Yeah, clearly you haven't seen him on the beach walking around with his metal detector.
If I were going to Hawaii, I'd spend all my time at the Keck Observatory. Did you know that the telescopes there have better resolution than the Hubble?
Really? Want to go to Hawaii?
Ladies. Ladies. Ladies.
Come in.
Ladies.
What's up?
As you may know, I've been experimenting with elevated anxiety levels, and I thought, what better way to increase my discomfort than to subject myself to an evening of tasteless, uncensored crotch talk?
What exactly do you think goes on here?
Well, conversations that you wouldn't be comfortable having in front of the opposite sex. You know, who has the best cervix? And which sanitary napkin is all the rage right now? The men's buttocks and how you want to pat and squeeze them.
Talking about Penny's job.
And how difficult it is to do when she's bloated, cranky, and crampy. Continue.
Sheldon, we are just people. We talk about the same things you guys talk about.
You talk about if werewolves can swim? See, Leonard says yes, but I say it depends on if the human could swim before he was bitten. What do you think?
Let's just talk about our periods.
Now, hold on. All canines instinctively know how to swim. Why wouldn't a werewolf have the same abilities?
Well, they're not 100% wolf. They're a werewolf. That's only part wolf. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Thank you. Although technically it's apples that turn into were-oranges when the moon is full. Well, this is fun. We should do it sometime when you aren't all PMSing. Bye.
What is going on?
Oh, I need to keep my anxiety at the right level, so I'm using Darth Vader, the Joker, and Godzilla's roar to keep me in that sweet spot. Yeah, I tried including Taylor Swift in the mix, but turns out I love her.
Do it through headphones. I'm trying to sleep. Good night.
Boy. Taylor was right. Haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
You've been working so much lately. I'm glad you didn't forget about date night.
Of course.
Sheldon.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to put the notebook away and talk to me.
Oh, really? Well, I can do both. No, my brain is working at optimal capacity. Now, I can have a conversation with you and solve the dark matter proton decay problem at the same time.
Fine. How was your day?
Oh, you said it.
Sheldon. Sheldon, I'm worried about you. You're not eating. You haven't slept in days. And to be honest, that cap is starting to smell.
I know. It's replaced Godzilla as my principal source of anxiety.
Okay, so it's one vote Emily, one vote Cinnamon. Penny, you're the tiebreaker.
Say the quote again.
It's just so perfect that we're both Libras.
Wow, this is hard. I'm gonna say Cinnamon.
Yes!
Yes! Come on!
That was the last one, and I promise we won't play anymore.
Thank you. Because if she ever found out, it would hurt her feelings.
Emily's feelings?
Yes, Emily.
Nice!
Whatever. Where's Sheldon?
Date night.
That can't be much fun for Amy. You know, at work today, he tried his first Red Bull.
What happened?
He chased a squirrel around the quad for a while and then threw up in my car.
Don't you think you should make him stop all this?
I don't know. He's not really hurting anybody.
You didn't have to scoop vomit out of your glove compartment.
He is getting a lot of work done. He had a pretty interesting take on proton decay.
Wow. If he cracks that, it's a game changer, guys. It'll completely redefine our understanding of the physical universe.
I would. Okay, back to Emily or Cinnamon. How can such a little girl eat such a big steak?
Sheldon, I want you to take that cap off.
That nagging tone is helping my anxiety. Maybe you could maybe just go 10% less shrill. That'd really put the zippity in my doodah.
I'm sorry, but you know we agreed not to bring work to date night.
There you go. Perfect.
Sheldon, stop it. I'm not kidding. Take the cap off and put the notebook away.
But after months of struggling, I'm finally making progress.
You don't need to drive yourself crazy in order to be productive.
Or do I, Sir Isaac Newton wrote his Principia while convinced he was an armadillo.
That's not true.
Yeah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I have been hallucinating lately.
Sheldon, this has to stop. You need to get some sleep and take care of yourself.
Amy, I have gotten more done in the last few days than I have since I made the switch to dark matter. What if I stop doing this and it all goes away?
Your thoughts and ideas come from you, not from your anxiety.
Perhaps, but I'm not taking the cap off.
It's one thing to make yourself miserable, but you're making everyone around you miserable too. Now, I'm telling you for the last time, take the cap off.
Oh, really? What if I don't? And before you answer that, can I have my dessert? And then she threw me out. Me, her very own boyfriend. When all I've done is try to help humanity reach a more profound understanding of the world we live in.
Yeah, well, women, what are you gonna do?
I knew you'd understand, Armadillo Isaac Newton.
Okay.
Here we are.
Hey, what are you trying to pull? The president of science isn't in here.
You lie down, he'll be here in a minute.
Okay. I thought you were trying to trick me.
Now, you just get comfortable.
No, comfort is the enemy. You know what's comfortable? Slippers and blankets and panda bears. Imagine a panda bear with Richard Feynman's face on it. Warm up the car, Leonard. It's poster time.
Maybe in the morning.
Yeah, you get some sleep.
No, I don't want to go to sleep. You can't make me.
You're right, we can't.
Yeah, darn straight you can't. I'm trying to tell a grown man to go to sleep.
Soft kitty, warm kitty.
Little ball of fur.
That's not going to work.
Sleepy kitty.
You know, he can be a lot of trouble, but when I see him lying here asleep like this, I just think how easy it would be to hold a pillow over his face.
You look like you got some rest.
Oh, I'm feeling much better. And I've also been continuing to make progress without artificially raising my anxiety levels.
I turned the heat on in my car and some vomit came out, so my level's right up there.
Hey, guys. Mind if Emily joins us for lunch?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
Of course not.
So, I hear you guys have been playing a little game.
Well, we were just kidding around.
Well, you may think it's funny that Raj is sweet and sensitive, but I think it's sexy. Why is there dog hair in your mouth?